the Connect on Post Show Recaps. That's right. The We Got Y'all crew is right back at it like it's crack with even more of the content you love. I'm your host, Mari Forth, and we are back discussing episode 3, season 2 of HBO's hit show Rap Shit called Rough Road. And I'm joined by my co-host, who always looks like money, Chappelle. Chappelle, you play the piano?
A little bit. unlike this man, I don't just have one for decoration. I do have a guitar for decoration. I've had it for years, and I do not play the guitar at all. But I fiddle with the piano a little bit, Mari. But yes, I'm so happy to be here. I did not come this far to be broke. I'm glad you said I look like money, because that is the goal, right? Even when we're struggling, and it gets ghetto here, but we're going to try to make it look like it's good here. So I'm very excited to talk about this episode with you.
Yes. And I mean, this season has been so good. We're only 3 episodes in. And every time we get on this call, I'm like, I can't wait to talk about it. But before that, you got to know where to find us. So hopefully you're subscribed to the Connect, and you went to postshowrecaps.com/connect to subscribe to us on Apple. We're also available on Spotify, PSR Connect on Spotify. Also we're on YouTube. I don't know. Like, we're here. Go watch us, please. Like, I got to put on a shirt and everything. Like, go watch us on the Post Show Recaps YouTube page. It's fun. It's a blast. What else? That's it, right, Chappelle? That's all the places we're at.
Yeah, that's all the places we're at. So again, use it, the PSR Connect on Apple, and I believe the Connect on PSR on Spotify. No, it's the PSR Connect on both. I think it's good now. And I think we got our playlist situation figured out too. So if you go on the YouTube page, you go on the playlist, there's a Rap Shit playlist, but there's also the Connect on Post Show Recaps playlist. And that is amazing. Mm-hmm. So you can go and look at all our previous YouTube videos, The Changeling. I don't think
the other black girl
is on there. Is it on there? Yeah. Okay. The other black girl.
Be. Yeah,
y'all did YouTube. Yeah, okay. Yeah, YouTube. The other black girl, the Changeling, and now this. And then, of course, you can always go back and look at our older stuff. If you go to postshowrecaps.com and click on the Connect icon, it'll bring you all of our coverage of Insecure, Atlanta, and all the things that brought us to this point. But yes, keep those reviews coming, because we ain't got none this week.
Oh, I'm upset about that. Yes, come on, reviews, 5 stars only. Yes. Other than that, let's just dive right on in. I mean, shoot, I'm not gonna delay the inevitable. So again, I'll be breaking down storyline by storyline, and I really want to start with Mia. So Mia got flued out, you know.
Yes,
look at her, like so happy for her. But she got flued out to go see Cash for a few days. Again, I do not know what is the the in-between days for this tour, but Mia got flued out. She walked into Cash's really nice house and asked him, "Oh, you play the piano?"
And he was like, "No."
he said, "No, why?" Like, as they're staring at this,
there's a baby grand piano with 3 feet away from us. But we gonna stunt. If we ain't gonna do nothing else, we gonna stunt.
I know. And that's exactly what Cash does. He like wines and dines her. He has like food ready for her and all that stuff. But I mean, let's be real. They start getting very into it like immediately. And I forgot to talk about her friends. She was all the way to the airport, and her friends were giving her advice on how to sex Cash.
Yeah. Chappelle. They said, "You did not come this far to give broke." And she was looking basic-ish to them. You know, they like, "Lady, you're getting fluid out. You're supposed to look expensive. Why haven't you locked this man down? You trying to get a baller. You got to bag you a baller. Have you tried Kanye's workout plan?" You know what I'm saying? That's what they suggested. So yeah, they said, "You got to make that kitty pounce."
Yeah, she said, I'm gonna help you get another 30,000.
Right.
Do you have the friends' names? I always forget the friends' names. One of them I do know is played by the amazing Dominique Perry. Shout out to her. And she is the one who is doing some demonstration on how Mia can, like,
make that kitty pounce.
Yes, yeah, she was dropping it. Yeah, and so when Mia and Cash are getting hot and heavy, I mean, Mia tries it. She tries.
Look, I actually just saw Dominique Perry not too long ago, and she was at Prairie View's homecoming. She is Nelly in this episode. Yeah, and so the friends' names are Nelly and Alicia. Alicia played by Brittany Jefferson. Yeah. But yes, Nelly trying to teach her. She's like, look, this is not about you just having sex with this man. You have to lock in your baller. He could have anybody he wants. He got all his money, but he's taking attention. He's paying attention to you. So you have to be desirable. And so there's things you got to do. And she's like, have you tried to look back at it? You know, turn around and keep this still inside. You know, like the Trina lyrics was coming out.
Trina 316. Trina 316. I need that on the shirt. I need that on the shirt. Yes, I do.
Sukiana 316.
No. Trina 316. We got to go with the original.
The OG.
Don't make me quote the lyrics on her.
No, we're not gonna do it. But look, she told her to perform. You got to give your energy. Now, Alicia, I believe, is the one who's like, now look, don't give any false expectations. You go all the way out the first time. You got to maintain that level of energy. So you really just need to perform at a smooth six.
A smooth six. That took me out.
Hey, that's real.
Oh my God, truly.
We get old.
Exactly. Get the job done and let's go.
Mari, the kids walk in. Oh, mommy, you being bad.
No, man. Never that. We have precautions for that. You know, melatonin.
Yeah, you gotta knock these kids out, okay?
Yeah.
Them kids walked in and saw her and mommy in bed with Auntie Alicia and be like, excuse me?
That was hilarious, yo. Like, what are y'all doing? Yes.
Cash, it correct me if I'm wrong. Cash has like the roses out, the champagne.
He had it all. Yeah.
It's like, this is not normal flued out behavior. He's trying to wine and dine her, and I think she's trying to catch her a baller. I think they have two different expectations of what this interaction was supposed to go like.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because we did see in the first season that Mia was doing like a lot of cam girl work, and we saw her fly to like I believe it was New York for a client before. So, I mean, she's not new to this, but this wasn't it, because when she's trying to drop it on him, he's like, no, let me take it slow, let me
let's make eye contact,
serve it to you. Yeah.
Like, I was making love and shit.
Oh my God. And so the next day she comes down. I'm really like trying to assess Cash, because I'm Team Cash. Okay. I'm Team Cash. I know you're Team Lamont.
No. In this interaction, yes, I'm definitely Team Lamont. But I'm also like, Team Cash, love yourself. You know, like, stand up. Don't let her pack you up like this.
What? No, I don't think it's like that. I truly think when she comes out, he's like, oh, you know, I got the pool heated for you. The masseuse is on the way. So he's still like, you know, pulling out all the stops, because he has to go like do business. And she's saying, you know, she got meetings too, and not to worry about her, and she'll figure it out.
Just lying. But she ain't got nothing.
Just lying. And it wasn't until I watched it like a second time when he was like, oh. And I was like, I couldn't tell what the oh was like. You know what I'm saying? When she told him like she had other stuff she was doing. I was like, I'm not like I don't know. So,
oh, I know. He liked her. He liked her. He thought she was getting flued out. Like, oh, you know, like he a baller. He on the road. He just need, you know, he just trying to find a main chick, you know, on his side or whatever. He really trying to like her. So he thought, no, you flew out here to hang out with me. I gotta go to work. But like, why you got other obligations? I thought this was just you and me, you know. And she like, no, I got meetings and stuff. You kind of looking. Dang, so I'm not your number one priority. Like, yeah, I gotta go to work, but you supposed to be off. You told me you on tour, you was chilling. Why you got meetings all of a sudden? I think she's trying to play somebody who is not trying to play back. You know, he's not, he trying to find him a wife.
But that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to figure out. It's like, yes, is he trying to find a wife and lock her down and make sure she don't have no meetings anymore? Like, is it I love an independent woman until I'm with an independent woman and then I want her to stop being independent type thing? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I think that if you tell me that you're free and you on tour and I say, can I fly you out to come hang out with me? And you say, yeah. And then you get here, you're like, well, I got stuff to do. Why? I thought, what, you didn't tell me about these things, these obligations out here. Well, you get me.
So she's just supposed to sit around his house while
he got her a masseuse and a heated pool. Know. Get your baton, babe.
But
he
said,
you ain't got to be bored. I brought the masseuse to you.
But the thing is, I thought that if she just readily accepted it, it would more make her look like the gold digger and not the wife. You know what I'm saying? So I thought her kind of playing coy and like, I got things to do. But then she even followed up with like, also, I'm going to get you some groceries and I'm going to cook for you. She slid that in there too, which I mean, come on.
She picked up on the O. I think when she said the O, she kind of like, oh, I mean, you know, like, but still, you know, I could still be like, you know, like a girlfriend figure, you know, I can help you here. Like because at first it did feel like he was trying to wine and dine her and impress her. And she was trying to play it cool. Like, oh, you know, like, yeah, thanks for the masseuse, but I got stuff to do as well. But then he like, dang, why are you playing it so cool? I'm trying to do nice things for you. And you're like, oh yeah, well, you know, let me do some nice for you. So it does feel it's like she came in with a focus and now it's being shifted because he's not acting how she thought he was going to act.
She thought he was, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to her credit, she's not acting like how he thought, you know, the other way around. Mm-hmm. Like he kind of thought like, oh, okay, well, she's going to let me whine and dine her. Like she can have a life. She can do stuff. I just think he wasn't ready. I think he really thought like, nah, like I'm trying to try to, you know, I got 24 hours, 48 hours to make you my girlfriend or something. Like let's lock it in. He kind of sipping for her a little bit. I could see it.
The old Keith Lee of it all. I get it.
Oh
I
no, it. Not the Keith Lee of it all.
He's like, we go together now. but she has. So so Chappelle, do you like oxtails?
look, when she said oxtails, I was like, oxtail, not oxtails. Okay. Those are two different things. Give me oxtail, not oxtails. Because oxtail means like some Jamaicans didn't came and they didn't put their foot in this. Oxtails is my mom and them making oxtails. You know, like that's a difference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's like oxtails with and neck bones is in one category. And then you got oxtail. And you know, like that's another.
Oh, I got you. Curry, I got you.
With curry goat. You know what I'm saying? Like, so. Mm-hmm. Either way, I mean, you know,
I think she would. Yeah, I was about to say, I think she said oxtail hash. I think she was gonna make what your mama makes.
Yeah, she was. When she said hash, I was like, mama ain't never made no oxtail hash.
it wasn't the Jamaican version. And I think he really liked that, but mm-hmm. So she's in her lift, after they agree to meet up later on tonight, and her friends, she called her friends, Alicia and Nelly. The first thing, where the logos? That looks like cheap leather in the background. Where you at? Like,
hey, that's real. They look. That's how you know you're dealing with some real city girls. Well, the first thing they say is, "Move your head. Let me see the back of that headrest. Because if that headrest ain't got bends on it or something, then this is cheap."
She said, "Bentley. He had a downsize."
They say, "Well, you know there was a recession. You know the tax."
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. And she was just like, no, I'm in a lift, I'm going to Starbucks. She's like, I told him I got meetings, but I'm just going to Starbucks to take a shit. Like,
she don't want to do that
she's
in the main house.
That's smart. Like, now I don't agree with the Shannon Sharp, like you married 12 years and you gotta go.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's wild.
Ridiculous. But the first day, I understand you don't want to funk that man's house up.
I knew an older lady who told me years ago, she said, well, for like most of her marriage, she would put her makeup on before she went to sleep. So that when she woke up, her husband would see her looking her prettiest. And I was like,
never that.
Stand up. Stand up, sister.
I am really so glad my husband saw me at the absolute worst.
Y'all met in the rough stages, you know?
So like, I ain't never have to play no games like that.
The makeup is a bonus. It's not the standard.
That's why you got to be friends first. Yeah. And so they're like, oh, so how's the first dose of the dick? And this is where this is where Mia's like, you know, it was kind of weird because he wanted to do it like all missionary shit, like look into my eyes. And then
like y'all was making love and shit.
Yeah. And then so of course, like I think this part is important because Mia's like, you know, I don't know. I just don't trust it. Like, why is he acting like this? And like, why is he working so hard for it? And it's like, you know, it's sad because like Nelly says, it's like, girl, you got trust issues. Like, we know you got trust issues. You don't trust no man. You never like anybody who like you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I kind of like this moment of like realness in the middle of like all this like very hilarious behavior. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it is like a vulnerability, and it's like something I'm not necessarily sure that I knew Mia was dealing with. And it's definitely going to make me look at her and Cash's relationship like closer going forward.
I think this is probably like very common too, where people are so used to like once they put themselves out there for one person one time, and that person like hurts them. And so now anybody else who's giving that same energy is like they're untrustworthy, you know.
Exactly.
Is it Omarion? Maybe I just don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? No. No, that's Mario. Maybe I just don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? You know, it's like why are you looking for toxic relationships? You know, but that's seriously that's a thing. You know, it's like you being too nice. So when is the ball going to drop? When is all going to come crumbling down? Why are you trying to trick me or pull the wool over my eyes? And so they told her she needs to start sitting on faces and locking this in, because this is the good stuff for her.
Right. And you know, and my biggest thing is always just like try and take what people are giving you, you know. Like, he hasn't shown any, even though I was like, you know, I don't think he's shown like red flags yet. So just, you know, just go with the flow at this point. But you know what also probably scared her too is like during while they were having sex, he's like, tell me you're mine. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I'm yours. And it's like they've been talking for a few months, I guess, but you know.
He's trying to lock that down. I'm telling you, he sees his girlfriend, his queen, and she sees, you know, a ball in the bag. And they like those two things are not lining up, because she was like, she would love to see her. You know, see him as a potential mate, but she's like, he's doing too much to make her feel comfortable, that she's like, you must be trying to trick me. You know, there's no way you're this nice and this forthcoming to where, you know, it makes sense for you to be treating me like this. You gotta be like, there's gotta be something else. There's a catch here.
And insecurity. It's like insecurity and hurt manifesting itself. Like, because I really do, I really think she likes him. I don't think it's just like transactional for her. But I think she's afraid to like him, and she's afraid of the emotional stuff that he is showing, because it doesn't seem like that's something she's used to.
Right. So, and we even saw the emotional stuff when her and Lamont got back together for that little brief stint. Quickly, she was like, oh, bye, Lamont. You know, like, wait, he was doing the things you needed him to
do,
right? Like,
yep, that's true.
Yeah, y'all had reconnected. Everything was looking good. And now she's like, all right, bye. What's that about?
She's a runner. She's a track star. and then of course Alicia makes the stupid joke about like, well, if you don't want him, I'll take him. And they just silent. Just
bam. Could you not?
Can you stop?
Yeah, for 2 seconds, please.
So while Mia's in the Starbucks, she's talking to Lamont and Melissa. She's checking in on them. Chappelle, they were with Lulu and Tiffany. Is this Lamont's first baby mama?
It can't be. It feels like it's not.
I think so.
It feels like it's not, because he was like, it's just a play date. You know, like if you said that's her sister. You know, like, bro, I feel like that's not a real argument. Like, you took your kid to hang out with her sister at the park. Like, bro, are we really talking about this? But it felt like it was like another homegirl that like has a kid that she might have always been threatened by or something. It just didn't feel as familial as a sister. Cause even her daughter, Alyssa, is like, I'm playing with Lulu. It's like, okay, but like, you know, that's your sibling. You know, like in my mind, if it's the sibling, I feel like it's a lot closer to this. You thought it was the other baby mama?
I thought maybe that was his, like he had two kids and that might be his other baby mama. Cause she was like, she ain't got no man. Shit, you ain't got a play cousin, like none of that. Like,
No, she said she ain't got no daddy. That's what she said. She said Lulu ain't got no daddy. So I think that's really what it is. Oh. I don't think it's his baby mama. I think this is just a homegirl or somebody, you know, somebody who she probably been threatened by. You know, the one he told her she didn't have to worry about.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I can see that.
Yeah. She said, ain't got no daddy. I was like, dang, the girl can't make, she can't have friends.
But Tiffany's like, hey girl, like she knew her too. Like, very interesting, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, she's not far removed from whatever this relationship is. Like whoever she is, she's like a degree of separation Mia.
Lamont.
Like,
Mia.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. She knows them well enough, right? So like I think she's like a person that like from the neighborhood or the friend group, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. to where it was like it's suspicious that she's hanging out with you because she probably always been looking at them in a way, you know, mm-hmm. or something like that. But it wasn't too close. Like I said, it didn't feel familiar. It just felt like, oh, it's her again, you know, like her name keep coming up type stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I wonder if we'll get more.
I mean, even if we do, Lamont single, deal with it, Mia.
He is.
Yeah. You out here living your best life.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Here you go. You living your best life. Now you, who you with? Who that with my daughter? You don't care. You being nosy.
That Lauren time is peeking out of you here.
Blue shirts up.
Oh, God. Cash takes Mia out to a club where apparently he goes to. He has a friend, and the friend is like, I'm glad to see you again. And Mia's like, And, you know, Cash escapes out of there, but apparently he got a type. Because Mia looks like his ex.
Yeah, Mari, that friend, I believe, was black, you know, like 6 black.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was him.
That's cool.
Yeah, so, like, oh, you this is black. And she like, oh, shoot. Well, I can still call him 6.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't hear that black. Part.
Well, you know, a lot of black folk named black.
Yeah, so I was going to say, maybe black. I did hear that part.
He was like, that's a common nickname. That's like saying that's Ray Ray. You know, like, that's black. All right, for sure. But yeah, I think that was 6 lakh.
Yeah, 6 lakh.
And so I think his mama named him 6 lakh, so that's what I call him. So I know he listening to this mad because his name is black, but whatever. 6 lakh is what I call you. But yeah, that's 6 lakh. And yeah, either, you know, Cash has a type. He likes a city girl type. Or, mm-hmm. or... 6 lakh is just the worst kind of homeboy ever, man. You bring him around like, hey, it's you again, sis. Like, brought you.
That's what I was thinking. Like, why would you even say that to somebody a rap stars with? Like, how often do you see the same person?
Maybe Cash just loves so hard, Mari. You know,
he's oh my god,
his friends get connected. Who knows?
Well, I don't know because Mia asked him what happened to his ex, and he says she moved in. But after a week, he realized it wasn't for him. So he packed her shit?
I packed her shit and moved her out, is what he said.
Dog. That's what I was like.
He had to protect his peace, Mari. You know, protect your peace above all.
After a week. And that also made me want to be like, well, how long had you known her?
Mm-hmm. How long did you? Yeah, because it seems like him and Mia already at the tell me you mind, you know, like, whoa, maybe stop rushing into this, Cash. What you doing?
Yeah, but he was like, you know, I never do that to you. Oh, God. Okay.
He said, sure. Because you are not using me. You have your own shit, and she was using me. And I'm like, really? Cash, are you sure? Are you positive this person isn't using you? Do you know about the FaceTime call she had with her homegirls where they were telling her the tricks of the trade of knocking down and locking down a baller? Kanye's workout plan is a real thing, y'all.
I'm still on the team of Mia still likes him. She's not just using him.
Not just using him, but still using him. Let's be very clear.
He's offering the things.
He's offering to be her king, her man. And she is I don't know, man. I don't know if Mia knows what she wants yet. I think she's still torn.
I think that's the thing. That's the thing, yeah. They play Cash's song, of course, the club goes up. And then I was like, my nose says, is that Dej Loaf?
I think so.
And they're like, yeah. She's like, oh my god, Dej. Like, she's like, everything got all quiet.
Yeah.
And I was like, where's she been at, man? Like,
I was just listening to Dej Loaf in the car a second ago, her on the Larry June project. I said, Dej?
She's so good. Yeah,
she is. Dej Loaf and Six Lack, both in this episode. Crazy.
Yeah, like, Dej Loaf, like, how do you make such a, like, impact on hip-hop, like, that quickly for, like, that amount of time and then just gone? Like,
yeah.
I can't, yeah.
That backup off me, that used to get hit.
I honestly, she was good. I really liked her. Her music was really good. So I like,
she still got songs. It's just not as like, I don't know. It's like her star
label
so bright for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so like, I don't know, but she, days go. So, you know, I'm afraid.
Yeah, she do. Like, yeah. And yeah. And I think it, well, I don't know. I don't want to be like, because remember we were talking about like regional stars, state stars, national stars, and stuff like that last week. But yeah, more Dej Loaf. Yeah, shout out to her. But Mia's leaving. She's in the airport. She's texting Cash like, "Thank you for the weekend." Blah blah blah. Then she gets shoulder checked by somebody. I was like, okay, that was like a little weird.
Oh, before you go to that. Cash did introduce Mia as his girl several times.
Did he?
Yeah, when they were at yeah, after the whole interaction before, like around when she was meeting Dej. That's what he introduced her as his girl when she met Dej Loaf. She said, "This is
again,
my girl."
I was staring at Dej Loaf.
See, Cash is trying to be like, "Look, woman, like be with me, like you my girl," and she kind of like, "Oh, okay, yeah." She is not paying no attention to this man.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. So then she goes to text again. She sends that arbitrary picture that all the girls get, where he's asleep.
Yup.
She's looking at the camera, selfie. Got him. I'm like, oh my god, why do they all do that?
Because that was her goal. Her goal was to lock her down a baller man and to brag about it to her friends. She don't like that man like that. He trying to like woo her, and she too busy trying to stunt for the gram and for her homegirls. Like, hey man, the game is the game, Mia. You got caught. You got caught. Sorry.
He dropped a question mark on it. She realizes she accidentally sent it to Cash, and she's like, shit. And that is the last thing we see of me and Cash Chaser. And I'm like, she can get out of this. She can get out of this.
Yeah, like, oh, that's crazy. I was bragging about how I got you, you know.
Yes, like how I locked you down, how we are together.
It's us, me and you. You got me. I got you. Yeah, got him, got her. You know, send me one.
Oh God,
she's done. Oh. Her goose is cooked. He found out.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
Her goose is cooked. He found out. It's not like
she. She said, Mari, like, I stole a stack.
Mari, dude, the picture is like the quintessential.
It's a quintessential. Yeah, it is. It's that groupie.
Now he's
the
calling me NyQuil. Yeah, exactly. And you know, if that photo get out, then it's, oh, look at Cash with this random girl who's trying to be a rapper now. And now she got clout. Let that picture hit Instagram. Oh, the tablet. Oh, who is this woman? Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah, this new rapper. Her star blows up immediately. She used to hate
every other week. It'd be something like that. It'd be like, you're trying to guess who they lay in next to or something like that.
Or... they back turned. And then you see like somebody in the corner, like, who's bedroom?
People looking at their tattoos and shit.
Yeah. Like, it's Blueface. Oh my God. Yeah. She got caught, Mari. She was being dirty. She out here trying to play the game, trying to be a city girl, you know. Try to lock it down. When really, I think if she looked at him as like all of his actions as sincere, then she would have caught on very quickly that this was not a person that she needed to come in and like, you know, like, oh, if I have sex with him good, then that's it. He gonna start giving me money and flying me out more. Like this man was like, no, you know, I want to look you in the eyes, and I he let out roses and like, champagne. Like he could have flew that woman to the Howard Johnson if he wanted to, you know, like. He was laying going above and beyond
and everything, yeah,
bro. Like rubbing her feet, like, lady, you got to know that this ain't fly out behavior. Like, this is he's trying to date you on his terms because you were on tour.
Yeah. So, we will catch up with Mia next week to see how that goes. See if she can get up out of that. Let's just take a. You stop it. Let's take a quick break. Okay. All right, we gotta talk about Shauna and Chastity. This was kind of like, I love this. I love the juxtaposition of what Mia was going through versus what Shauna and Chastity would go through. Mm-hmm. Oh, so hilarious. So it starts with Shauna. She's like trying to text Maurice. He is not responding. She looks down and she finds out she's on her period. It's one of those days where it's like felt like everything like stacking up, you know, mm-hmm. for Shauna. Like, yeah. Shauna just like has it out to hear for the day that she's having, you know.
Yeah. So even the prior day was bad too. You know, that was the one where she got the champagne on her. So she just got like a little bad, like I don't know, if something retrograde. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Mercury's in great Gatorade. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. In Haterade. Shout out to Gucci.
And on the flip side, Chastity is talking to her hoes and she's finding out that they left. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. The sex workers.
Call them. Listen, it's this connect. We family here. We're calling them that as a colloquial.
Yes. We say ho because I don't know your name personally.
Because I don't know your name personally. It's tattooed on my back.
But we respect sex work over here. But they left her dad's house because I couldn't even. Where did they say he sent them? Like, he sent them somewhere where the money wasn't happening, basically.
Right, right. They weren't making no money. He had them out here broke. Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah. Like, it was a rough patch for a minute. Chastity's like, it's been 3 days.
It's been 3 days. They're like, we tried to stick it out as long as we could, but we just had to go. And I think Chastity's A1, you know, her Deja. Main hope. Deja mm-hmm. has been taking care of them. Now, this is the same Deja that came and warned Chastity. He said, hey, dude, mm-hmm. they gonna try to move in on your hoes soon. What you gonna do about it? And she even said, I'll be happy to look after them while you're gone. Well, now it looks like Deja has gone ahead and just decided to take that upon herself. And they looking like money now, Mari. They
look giving, like money.
The wigs are giving scalp. Why we ain't never gonna get through these dang recaps.
Yes, wigs giving scalp, body look expensive, they looking like money. And Chastity's like, yeah, y'all look like money, my money.
Again, no such thing as an ethical pimp. This is not going to last. This is not going to be fun. This is not, you are playing with people's lives. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Stop it. Cut it out. It's like, I like Chastity as a character, but you cannot forget that she's a pimp.
Yeah, exactly. And right now they're being taken care of. Deja got all the ballers and stuff like that. And Chastity is all the way across country, like 3,000 miles away. So there's not much she can do right now. Her and Shauna, the bus stops. They stop at a gas station. They go to the gas station. Shauna's like, Chastity asks her why she's dressed like Shauna has on the biggest hoodie, the biggest sweatpants there. We find out they're in Northern California and Sean's just like, yeah, I'm on my period and stuff like that. And Tasha's like, me too. And why did Shauna give her a look like real? Like,
Shauna was confused.
Shauna's so sheltered.
It's so funny that she could be that sheltered because she has forgotten that just because the Duke presents some masculinity that she's still a woman and that she can still have a period. Like bro, I shouldn't have to explain this to you, lady. Like, what do you, she just forgot. She forgot that she was talking to a woman.
Completely forgot. Shauna, of course, is using this big hoodie and stuff to steal because she is broke. She has absolutely no money in her bank account. So she is stealing things in the store. Meanwhile, Chastity is online on her phone watching one of Raina's interviews with Francois. That explains why they are not there. They went ahead and they've been doing press. And Raina is on this interview. Lord Jesus, Chappelle, this interview. The interviewer asked her, like, so what, I think she says, like, so what inspired you to do, like, a record where you're, like, in a trap house? And Raina continues to prove that she's really bad at these things. So why don't we just not let her do press?
No, she got to do press. And she says, oh, well, you know, I feel like it'd be fun to have one in a trap house. And Lay's like, you think crack is fun? And she's like, it must be fun because that's why people coming back. Like it's crack. Right? Like the lyrics say?
And it was like, people like me don't often get this opportunity to be in. And she's like stumbling over her words. And she just, at one point, she just stops and looks at Francois.
My uncle was a crackhead. So, yeah. Like, you know, this is just like our family lineage. I just feel like, yeah, right?
He definitely tried to, he's like, it was personal, and yeah, and she talks about her uncle, and it's just like, girl, you are bad at this.
Yeah, she's awful. She clearly is here to reap the benefits of a culture, whether it is good or bad, and she does not care how it looks. And because I think a lot of times these days, people are asking the hard-hitting questions. I think in the 90s, people just automatically assumed that if you were rapping about this kind of stuff, then you were a part of the problem, right? Like, you were a bad person, you might be a thug, you might be whatever, a drug dealer, XYZ. And so they were painted with that broad brush. And then I think around somewhere in the 2000s, it became like, no, there are rappers who were just rapping about this. And so people start asking why. You're like, okay, well, if you're not a part of that, you know, then why are you doing this? Why is that something you speak to? And do you know what kind of impact that has on kids? And so I think for now, Shonda to be in that position is like, okay, now since you're in the trap house, in the crack house, obviously there must be some type of connection you have to that culture, right? No, her uncle's just a crackhead, and she thought it'd be funny, or it'd be cute, or, you know, boots down, you know, to...
Yeah.
Exactly. To have a moment like this, you know, so here we are.
A very funny, like, aside from everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, back at the gas station. Yeah. Chastity is clearly just seeing Shauna steal, because Shauna is bad at stealing. Like, she looks Shauna looks like she's stealing. It's just so bad. And so Chassie asked for some Newports, which was for the bus driver, and some Black and Milds for her. As the cashier turns around, she puts some glasses in her shirt. The cashier rings her up. She leaves some extra money for him, clearly, because she's like, keep the chain. And he's like, oh, thank you. And as Duke and Shauna are leaving the convenience store, the thing goes off, and Shauna just like wigs out and just runs out of the convenience store. And Chassie, cool, calm, and collected, be like, oh, my bad, dog. I had these glasses on my shirt. I tried them on. Here you go. My bad. And he's like, oh, no problem. No problem. And she walks out. And my God, I was like, Chassie is so freaking smart.
She's so good. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, listen. This is not a new technique. However, it does work. You know, like you got to throw these people off the scent of the person who's actually stealing. Exactly. But for Shauna, okay, so I like the scene because of two things. One, because the show has been subtly saying how broke they are without really talking about it, right? Like, they'd be like, y'all should take the money. But there are like moments that we really haven't discussed, like in the green room where they're at the bar and Shauna goes, are these drinks free? You know, like, right. There are moments where they like really coming off like broke boys and broke girls, you know. And so and so for this moment, it's very clear that she has less than $25 in her account, and so she's hungry. She probably needs feminine products as well, and she can't afford them. And so she's stealing. But Chastity, who they, you know, especially Shauna, looks down on so much, you know, being the one who is actually kind of calm in these moments and knowing and being, you know, that we find out later on that she's been brought up in tough situations before, she kind of knows how to navigate this stuff in ways that Shauna doesn't. The other reason I like this is because when she takes off running, it reminds me of that first episode after we came back from the finale. When she gets questioned by the cops, and then they got that viral video of her running out of the Shauna ass, just she be running. I just don't know where you going. The bus is broken, Mari. Where is she going?
I don't know. But yeah, when they get out there, the bus is smoking. It's broken. They gotta call a tow truck. And and the tow truck comes, the bus driver goes with it, and Chastity and Shauna are like, they have a 35-minute walk to what I think is just their hotel. It wasn't to like the venue or anything like that.
Right, right.
And because their lift wasn't working, because they're probably out in the boondocks. Like I really was like, are they in Northern Cali? Like,
yeah,
getting lost in Northern Cali as Black people is not good.
Right.
It's not good. Because we do know that their next stop is Oakland. So they gotta be somewhere up there. And so Chastity like, let's walk. And Sean's like, I'm not walking, I have cramps, this, this, and that. And Chastity's like, you need to walk because you be sounding like you out of breath on stage.
Look, points are being made, and you know, Shauna, this is a bad look for her anyway. For one, Chastity is on her period as well. Like, so it's not going to absolve you. Like, oh, I'm on my period, I don't have to do the thing. If you start walking, because what are you going to do? Just stand here and complain? Just, I don't know.
She gets freaked out by a truck driver eyeing her. Says a proud boy tried to fuck me, and so
that changed her tune really quickly.
Yep. And as they're walking, Chastity is, she checks her phone and the signal's dropped. Of course, Shauna is just doing nothing but complaining the whole entire time. And Shauna says, like, when she finds out, Duke asked her, does she have the address? And Shauna looked at her phone. Her phone didn't download the message for the address. And so they're kind of wandering, I guess, in the right direction, but they just don't know. But Shauna says, why don't you admit when you don't know what you're doing, to Chastity? And Chastity's like, I know you're not the one talking about not admitting what you're doing. And this was, what did you think of this argument here, Chappelle? Because it was, it felt like Shauna was very entitled here.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's literally footage of Shauna stealing from the Circle K. Mm-hmm. Like, we just, it, so you try to act like, again, she on her high horse about everything. Like, she just comes from a, like, I'm just not used to this kind of struggle. I'm not used to walking. I don't want to walk. I'm not used to being hungry. I'm not used to being broke.
Right. Well,
congratulations. Everybody doesn't have that privilege of being able to say, like, I've always had a two-parent home with money and a college degree. You know, like, bruh. Congratulations, Shauna. You won that battle, but now you look dumb because your phone don't work just like Chastity's phone don't work. But you know who wasn't stealing from the Circle K? You. You know, I, like, that was Chastity right there, just like helping you out. You know, she the one who blocked it, you know. So you could have easily got caught up right there, but she's so entitled and she's so stuck up. Like, it's really, she's really not doing nothing for the light-skinned stereotype in this moment at all.
Yeah. Right. And Chastity even say, if you lie like that, you definitely going to jail.
Which everybody keeps telling her that. Like, girl, you going to jail. Just dumb.
And it's just kind of funny because the next time we come back to them, they're still walking on the side of the road. Shauna's like, she has to sit down on this stump because her feet hurt. They're arguing about being broke. She's not
wearing socks, Mari. Who walks 30 minutes with shoes on with no socks on in the heat?
Broke people, apparently.
Put some socks on, fool. Like,
and then that's what even Chastity's like, why you ain't got no socks on? And then she's like, I'm broke. I got $12 in my bank account. And I love this moment because Chastity's like, $12? I can flip $12. Like, I can do something with $12.
Like, Chastity, well, can you? Because right now would be a good time. Now is the time to flip.
Exactly. Oh, my God. That was so funny. But they're interrupted by this old white lady with a shotgun, a double-barrel shotgun across the street for them, like, this is private property. And they put their hands up and like something in Shauna just snaps. And Shauna's like the street, the gravel, this is private property. Oh, you gonna shoot me? Like, this was, yo, this was.
I just knew she was getting shot, y'all. And look, and I get it. We got three main characters in the show. They're not gonna kill one of them. Right. They're not this soon. Is this season 2, episode 3? She fine. I could barely watch because I'm like, oh Lord, this girl is about to get y'all murdered. She about to end up in the hospital. Now y'all gonna have to life flight her ass out of northern Oakland and all this other stuff. And now y'all gotta get her back home. And I'm sitting here panicky. But this moment of just you know, hysteria, I guess, is what saves her because it scares the hell out the white lady. She's like, I got the gun, and you acting like that. Am I safe? And right. next thing you know, she switches into Karen mode. Get away from me. Stop looking at yes. me.
She starts crying. Just please go. Why are you doing this to me?
I'm going to record. Like, all right, there it is.
And they just start cracking jokes. Like, how you got the gun? How are you crying? Yeah, go back in. And it's kind of like a trauma bond because they're like, oh, we definitely thought we were finna die right there.
Right. Like, yeah, they thought they was dead, you know, and so that makes, you know, that kind of heals some wounds in real time. You know, you're like, okay, we got bigger fish to fry here. We got to make it home safe, you know. So
Chastity said, I thought I was going to be on a t-shirt. Hashtag the Duke.
Hey, and it's not far-fetched, you know, it's just right. not. And so it's like, well, it's a real reality here for them. And so they end up bouncing back and talking and Chastity mm-hmm. talking about how she wants to get some land and an alpaca and just
alpaca.
Yeah. But I guess, you know, when you like live and you always hustling and stuff like that, then you kind of just want peace, you know? Like,
yeah. She had been running nonstop since her mom died when she was 11. Mm. So she had to do so many things to survive, she said, until her uncle took her in and got her into the family business of pimping.
Pimping.
But.
And it ain't easy, Mario. I know you've heard.
I believe so. Duke says there got to be more to life than wrangling hoes. So Chastity asked Shauna, so what did you get caught for? And so Shauna explains the scamming to Duke, and Duke is trying to give Shauna some good advice, but it's like, I don't know. Like, it might be too late, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Duke's advice is basically, you stay close to this man and keep an eye on him. Don't let him get out of your sight too long, because when people start going to prison, that's when people start snitching. Yeah. And so she knows that Maurice and his cousin be scamming, and they can start building, you know, a defense against that if they're keeping an eye on him. So they're like, so she's like, look, we need to know what they're doing, because when the police come to you, if they've thrown you under the bus, you need to be able to throw them back under the bus. Like, you need to be able to protect yourself. And this is definitely good information, because Shauna was brought in at the lowest level of this scam. She first of all, did not need to be scamming. Number one, like, her family just cut her off because she got in trouble scamming. So it's not like she was out here down bad for money like that.
I thought it was because she left college.
No, well, she left college and she got the job, but like, now her family's like, do not come home, remember, because of the rapping.
Oh, you mean now. Yeah.
So like, it's not like she had nowhere to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, these low-level crimes or whatever, where people are just trying to put food on the table and to pay their rent, everyone doesn't have to live like that, including Shauna. And so she got in a situation that she was using that because she wanted to make side money. She had a full-time job. You know. And it looks like she was staying at home with her mama. So it's like, she didn't really have no real bills. It doesn't feel like, I mean, unless she had a bunch of student loans, you know, but I'm really struggling to feel like, to find a reason why Shauna should have been so down bad to where she turned to a life of crime.
Exactly. Yeah. It kind of feels like she just wanted something to come easy to her.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so now you can't take your foot off the gas. Part of the, you know, doing crime is staying innocent, you know, remaining out of jail. And so the Duke is telling her, like, don't take your eye off this Maurice dude. Just because y'all sleep with each other and stuff don't mean you can trust him.
Yeah. And like we said, like, last week, she's like, she comes off entitled because she's like, this isn't what I wanted. This isn't my life. This is, you know, this is not what my dream looked like. It's like, girl, again, what did you think you was going to do? You was going to drop one song on Instagram and all of a sudden you're like up there with Cardi and Megan? Like, no, this is the real hustle and grind of the music industry. And you, the one who was okay with giving up all those concessions to be on this tour that you're not getting paid for. She's like, we're not getting paid. We're not getting paid to Chastity. I want Chastity to be like, and that's your fault.
And that's your fault. We don't have no money because of you. We could have got, y'all could have got a decent bus, maybe some plane tickets, something. Y'all got nothing. Y'all name not even on the marquee. Your name not on the marquee. You're not getting no money. Y'all, they don't announce y'all as the opening act. It's Rain or Rain and Friends, basically. Bro, what are y'all getting out of this, you know?
Exposure, you know?
Yeah.
Right. So, but yeah, so like you said, she's scamming. She's at the lowest rung. She finds out Maurice gets charged. And of course, like we said, Duke tells her to keep him close. So we'll get back to that because we just got to go over Maurice's storyline real quick. He knows that he's about to get charged. It opens up with. And him and Stanley, I keep saying Issa's brother. They're in the car. And Maurice is like, well, what did you say? Because you go in there and talk and I'm getting charged, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Stanley's like, you don't even be looking at me. You know, it's probably that girl, all this, this and that, deflection, deflection, deflection. Mm-hmm. And Maurice is like, well, I don't know. He's like, you shouldn't be protecting that bitch. That's what Stanley says. Maurice mm-hmm. says, I feel like I'm protecting two bitches. And honestly,
it's like, hit him.
Honestly. And they almost start fighting, but clearly they're cousins or whatever, because they're at
their uncle's house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't trust that cousin.
No,
where I can throw him. Maurice is getting hit up for money by his family because he's clearly the one who has all the money. And he eventually overhears his cousin talking to somebody else who's like, you know, oh, maybe Maurice has to go down with it. We got to protect the family. The family comes first. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. So I thought this meant like, okay, Maurice was going to turn on the cousin, but I don't know, because once Shauna finds out that Maurice is facing federal charges, she calls Maurice up. He's clearly freaking out. Shauna's just like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, sorry for what? And she says, I'm sorry for making you do this. I shouldn't have pulled you into this. She's trying to calm him down. She apologizes. He says, well, I got to go. He hangs up and he was recording the call. And that's how the show ends. Chappelle.
She's so dumb.
I'm done. Yeah.
She's so dumb. They're like, what did the Duke just tell you? Like, she just told you cannot trust this man. And mm-hmm. for you to get on there, and even like, if she felt like she was calming him down, like she was consoling him. And I mean, mm-hmm. I feel her for feeling that way, because he comes, oh my God, all this heat's dropping on me. I think it's my you know, all everybody's coming at me. I'm the victim. Da, 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 da. She's like, okay, you know, I'm sorry, I pushed you into this. It's like, but mm-hmm. you didn't push him into it.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, what?
She was trying to be super safe of him. And here we go, you know. So now he has a recording of her saying that this is her, basically, she's the ringleader. And so mm-hmm. if you're going to keep this the family from going down like this, you throw somebody else in front of the family. And he thought it was about to fall on him, so he's throwing her in front of it to protect himself. And so Shauna asks, first of all, she's messing up. Why would you admit to a crime on the phone? I don't care who you're talking to.
Stupid.
You just got the email about the Fed charges, right? You do know they tap people's phones and stuff like that. Like, right? Yeah, like, you get that, right?
Yeah, she does not get that. That was stupid. So this is not looking good for Shauna. I was hoping that the two of them would just turn on Stanley. Like, that would make the most sense to me, you know, since they're letting them out fraternized and all this stuff. So
nah, that's his Zoe. He gonna save his Haitian cousin every time. It's just especially when there's a way out. Like, it's like, why would I divide the family when I could just throw this random girl on the bus?
True. That's true. It's just unfortunate for her. Yeah, you know,
it is. She getting humbled this season. Like, I don't remember. I mean it's been a while since I watched season one, but I don't remember being so annoyed at Shauna throughout the entire season one. Like, I felt like she was misunderstood in a lot of ways, you know, like she was really like kind of put in a position where she had to rap the way she didn't want to rap. Mm-hmm. And she was, you know, making all these concessions, you know, cause she's trying to make it in the industry that it doesn't really look out for her and stuff like that. And I get that.
But remember that freestyle when she did that freestyle? That was kind of,
yeah, exactly. And then since then, it's kind of been a downward spiral for her, you know.
But like, you're right, because also the Cliff thing when he went live too and said all that shit.
Yeah, I was team right.
Yeah, that's true.
They did a good job of like really bringing Shauna down to earth. And so mm-hmm. I'm hoping that the rise of Shauna will be just as, you know, as fun to watch, because the fall has been kind of cringy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's it for Rap Shit. Season 2, episode 3. Chappelle, any last thoughts before we sign off?
I'm thinking. So I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay. So Shauna has been avoiding prison to this point, mm-hmm. just seemingly just because they just don't have enough evidence against her. obviously Maurice is now tempted, if nothing else, and has the evidence that might that he might need to put her away. And we talked about this before in like the City Girl story where, you know, we know JT does go do some time. Do you see that for Shonda? Do you think that she's actually going to end up going down for this?
Probably. I mean, I would assume like I maybe at the end of the season and then the next season, they're just dealing with her in jail.
Yeah, it'd be like the tour of Mia, you know, basically holding it down, kind of like in a Young Miami type sense, you know, when Carisha had to put the team on her back. I think for television purposes, that's not as fun because obviously we like to see these two interact. Love to see them both shining in this world and in this industry and stuff. Maybe we get a time jump or something. You know, like it feels like she did the crime, so she does need to go to jail or something. But at the same time, like
see that.
Yeah, like I want to spend my time watching her in prison. You know what I'm saying? So that's I'm kind of holding out hope that somehow she gets away with this, but I really think that they're going to have to turn on Stanley to make it happen. Or maybe she turns on Stanley and Maurice. I don't know, but Maurice can go too if he's recording her conversations.
Very true. Like, yeah, exactly. So I guess we'll see because we will be back next week talking episode 4. But of course, if you haven't already, feel free. Go sign up for our Patreon. Support the network. Signing up makes it possible for us to bring you these podcasts. If you're a fan of the We Got Y'all crew and our coverage, like Rap Shit, Ladies First, The Changeling, The Other Black Girl, anything and everything we've done, going to Patreon and telling them that we sent you really helps. So you can go to patreon.com/postshowrecaps to support PSR and their podcasters. And I got a really fun update. Revel Wellness Co., one of my friend's businesses, she's currently up to be voted for the Brown Girl Swap at grand prize winner. So so she's eligible to get to win like $500,000 in grants. Like they're awarding over $500,000 in grants to Black women. So if she places like first, second, or third, she can get money to further her business. Again, she is a small Black owned business. So if you can, just go to browngirljane.com and vote for Revel Wellness Co. For the prize. We'll put the link in the show notes. Just support Black business. The poll is going until the 24th of November. So no matter when you hear this, go and vote if you can. Other than that, you can always send us emails to connect@postshowrecaps.com. We love to hear your feedback. Again, we love to hear if y'all are listening, what y'all think about the season so far. Did you watch the first season? Are you currently watching the first season so you can catch up with us right now? Let us know by getting in contact with us. You can also find me on Twitter @MariTalksTooMuch. That's 2, like the number 2, if you want to reach out. Chappelle, what are you up to? Where can people find you?
I got a lot of stuff going on, Mari, right now. So, of course, on The Connect, we got Rap Shit, and we have Lawman Bass Reeves, which is where me and Jason talked about last week. People have been kind of chiming in saying that they want to hear us talk about it more because there's not that many episodes. So if we have time, we might try to wrap up what the rest of the season was like. We'll need a lot more feedback from the listeners to make that happen. Also on Post Show Recaps, The Walking Dead is about over. So if you haven't caught our Fear the Walking Dead coverage, it's wrapping up. And then we're going to do more Walking Dead as the universe continues to expand, you know, and there's more The Walking Dead in front of us. On Rob Has a Podcast. I'm sorry. Still on Post Show Recaps. Just did some Grey's Anatomy coverage. Ariel and I with our series, Grey's Anatomy's Anatomy, on the Post Show Recaps feed. If you subscribe to Post Show Recaps, then you should see that. Every now and then we'll have Grey's coverage. Ariel and I, once a month, kind of touch on different Grey's Anatomy storylines. We did a draft of our favorite doctors, least favorite doctors, all that good stuff, with Jess Sterling as our special guest. And so check that out. It was a blast. Grey's Anatomy's crackhead material. And so, you know, tearing it up as I do with all these crackhead shows that we talk about on The Connect. Then on Rob Has a Podcast, Sasha and I are still talking about Below Deck every Wednesday. If you watch Below Deck Med, come check out our coverage on the Bravo Wrap-Ups feed, wherever you get your podcast. Also, Jenny and I are talking about House of Villains every week on the Hit It or Quit It feed on Rob Has a Podcast. I did some Survivor coverage recently, tagging in for Rob as he took some time to himself so I could knock out a feedback show with Sammy from Survivor 43. So that was a great time. Check that out as well. And then I did some guesting recently. I was on the Lonely Boys podcast with Matt and Brendan talking about Gossip Girl and the OC. And so you want to catch any of that, you know, you start by following me on Twitter and, you know, at Chappelle's_show. But then also follow at Suits Pod on Twitter, where we have suitspodcast.com, daily coverage of the show Suits on Netflix. It's been a great time. Rob and I do a show, an episode every day. And so check that out. We'll be done by the end of this year. And then we'll see what else is coming up next. But the easy way to keep up with all that is to follow me on Twitter.
I just did my taxes. You can find me over on Rob Has a Podcast, bringing True Crime Tuesdays to RHAP, me and Sarah Carradine. Next week, we are covering Till Murder, Do Us Part, Haysom versus Soaring with the amazing Eve Beatty. It is a docuseries based on a couple, a young adult couple who end up murdering the girl's like rich, wealthy father and mother. And then they point fingers at who actually did the crime. It is a 4-part docuseries you can watch on Netflix, and we will be dropping that next Tuesday. So definitely go watch it and then check out our ratings and review about it. A little spoiler, like I said, I just told you to go watch it. So go watch it. It's not that bad. And then listen to us rate it. That's it for me. That's it for the Connect. Let's see. Get flued out when you can. Bye.